And this is Ed Brock, Associate Editor with American City and County. And I am talking to National League of Cities new president and Charlotte, North Carolina council member James Mitchell. And Mr. Mitchell, how are you doing today?
How you doing, Mr. Brock? First of all, let me thank you for this opportunity to be a part of American City County Magazine, which I have a subscription to.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Good to hear. I'm glad to have you here. Well, the first question I have for you is you mentioned in your acceptance speech that over the course of the next year, you will announce several initiatives, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little more about what those initiatives will be.
Okay. I'm not going to try to go in order, but I'm going to try to go through as they relate to my priorities. The first initiative will continue to work with small businesses and try to engage and make sure our small business can build capacity, get access to capital, and have opportunities. Another initiative is to continue to work with our state, local, offices. NLC was built and formed by the local state municipalities to realize there was a need for cities and towns to have a voice. So I'm looking at new initiatives to continue to get states more excited about NLC, in return we get more members from cities and towns to be involved. A third initiative is continue to work through what we call immigration to integration. And that is a program we're trying to really implement that would allow this immigration issue to become more of a positive, that we need to embrace diversity as opposed to being a divisive issue for us. Another initiative, we're doing our CVS CarMac. Mr. Broad, we had right now total savings have been like $2 million from all the 492 cities that are participating in that program. My goal is to reach the $10 million mark for cities and towns to participate and be a part of the CVS CarMac prescription drug program that allows free prescription drugs to citizens in cities and towns throughout this country.
Right. Okay. And you also mentioned in the speech, and actually you just mentioned one of your initiatives as well, the need to get more members involved in the organization. Could you tell me a little more about how you plan to do that?
Well, one thing, well, NLC, we have a new theme song. We took it from We Are Family from Sister Sledge back in 1970, and the theme song now is We Are NLC.
Right.
And I want to engage the members more on several levels. One area is to make sure all members who wants to be involved to serve on a steering committee or policy committee make that a reality to get them engaged. Secondly, I want to make sure that every elected official can partner with our corporate partners to find solutions for the issue they are facing in their community. Prime example, if someone's having a problem with infrastructure water management, we have Veolia, who is a great water management company, that can sit down with elected officials and say, we might have a white paper that can address some of your issues. So I'm bringing the new models have members to do directly relationship with our corporate partners to solve some of the problems facing in their cities and towns.
And I want to see if you think that NLC, have you been doing enough, you think, to help cities get through these hard economic times, the recession? And if not, or either way, do you plan to do something else or take a new approach to help cities further and get through the recession, which is expected to last another couple of years?
It's my take, Mr. Brock, that due to the partnership and we have in Washington now, that it's going to be very important for NLC to find solutions for our cities also within ourselves. And I say that because we have an enterprise program that we're looking to provide bond money for cities and towns. That is a tremendous plus for us if we can implement this year in 2011, because I think our answers have to come from within the organization. I think that to solve our problems will come from our corporate partners who believe in public and private partnership. So I'm really going to push best practices, get our corporate partners engaged, and really hope we can be successful with this new bond market program we're trying to implement.
All right. And I think you mentioned Washington there and the need now to have answers from within the organization. We have obviously a big shift going on in Washington. Do you think that that's going to affect NLC's partnership with the federal government, and how do you plan to address that?
I have a meeting December the 15th, and Carolyn Coleman is the head of our staff. She's sitting at meetings right now with key people as it relates to our priorities area. Small business, housing, transportation infrastructure, and local energy and conservation efforts. And we're trying to say now, a pothole is not a Republican, Democrat, or Tea Party. A pothole needs to be fixed. So that is our message. The NLC is made up of elected officials for all political differences and ideas, but we come together as one collective voice to provide public service for all our citizens. So crime is not a Democrat or Republican. Crime needs to be solved. A road needs to be fixed. It's not on the Republican side of town, Democrat side of town. So we think we can still be very effective. We think we can still be have a great relationship with Congress, all because we represent all cities and towns across this country.
Okay, well, that's all I have for you. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.